Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 18, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released May 21st and 22nd, 2003.
Diane has lots of good questions, Nazarene. How do you feel about people who physically harm themselves on purpose? Is there a cure for this behavior? Will the urges ever go away?
We have witnessed this behavior throughout the ages, Alora, and we really cannot understand it any more than the living people understand it. Why people want to hurt themselves, why they want to destroy themselves, is beyond our understanding. Like homosexuality, why some people are driven to it and get right to the edge of destroying their souls forever to have this perverted pleasure, we cannot understand. And people mutilating themselves, we do not understand. The need to punish themselves because they do not want to follow what is right, what is true, what is good, and take part in the world and enjoy the beautiful world that the Father has given them totally perplexes us, and we do not understand why a soul gets into this behavior, and we do our best to help them, and yes, surely it can be stopped. The person can come to understand that life is worth living, that the world is truly beautiful if you work at it, that if you accept it, and that if you understand that everything isn't going to be absolutely perfect and you can't have your way in everything, then these people begin to function and begin to be able to work and do what needs to be done and very often become very, very helpful to others. Many of these people that have this tendency within them have a great power to help others, and this hurting themselves is a frustration because they don't know how to use that power. This might be the greatest cure of all, helping them to learn to use that power.
Interesting, Nazarene.
As always, Alora, as always.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com. Nazarene, Diane's last question, what do you think of Wicca? Do you regard it as the same kind of religion as Christianity? Is it as valid as any other religion?
Of course the old way is as good as any other religion when properly practiced and not gone into the sickness that it has become with some teachers today that has mixed their perverted sexual teachings with it. Wicca is a fine religion. It is an expression of Demetrius's people's way that has been added the god and goddess to it. Most of the Wiccan teachings are merely spiritist teachings. The only difference is, as I say, the adding of the god and the goddess. They worship their ancestors. They understood the harmony of life, that everything is connected and everything is sacred and everything is part of what God created. They understood things very, very well, far beyond the understanding of many of the early Christians around them. And I believe this is what made the early Christians so jealous of them and made them persecute them so, is they really had an understanding of life far superior to many in the area at that time, and it made the priests that were trying to gain control of the people and dominate the people very, very angry because they wouldn't cooperate because they exposed their evil and the things that they did wrong in the name of God and made them attack them. Of course the Wiccan way is well and good and has its purpose in God's plans. All things have their purpose in God's plans.
That's great news, Nazarene.
I don't see where God's love and understanding is news, Alora. This has always been around and will always be around. It is only man who hates those who are different.
We'll be back again.